Little Rock Parkview scored twice in the fourth quarter to turn a 10-point lead into a 24-point victory in a winner-take-all game for the number 4 seed in the opening round of the Class 6A state playoffs. The win allows Parkview to host a first-round game, while the Bombers will take to the road as a number 5 seed. Parkview is 7-1 on the year and finishes league play at 4-1. Mountain Home is 5-5 and 3-4. The Bombers are expected to travel to Pine Bluff after the Arkansas Activities Association releases the playoff brackets on Sunday. The Bombers broke out to an early lead in the contest when the Bombers cashed in on the first of several Patriot turnovers. Brady Barnett's 24-yard reception sparked the drive, and Gage Hershberger picked up the touchdown from 3 yards out with 8:33 left in the first quarter. Parkview battled back to get on the board with a field goal and took its first lead of the contest at 10-7 after Rogers scored from 1 yard out on a quarterback sneak to cap a 10-play, 69-yard drive. The Bombers would trail 17-7 at the half after Parkview's James Joyner broke free for a 19-yard touchdown run. Parkview would score just 3 plays into the second half when Rogers scampered 57 yards on a quarterback read play. Mountain Home would capitalize on another Patriot miscue when Brody Patterson recovered a muffed punt at the Parkview 1 yard line, and Hershberger powered his way into the end zone to cut the deficit back to 10. Just when the Bombers looked like they were back in the ballgame, Parkview answered with a 34-yard touchdown pass from Rogers to Jaquelin Haney to send the lead to 31-14. The Bomber defense rose up to force a turnover on downs, and McKay hit Logan Walker with passes of 13 and 34 yards, the latter for the touchdown to pull Mountain Home within 10 at 31-21. Mountain Home would get the ball back after another Parkview turnover with a chance to draw even closer, but advanced the ball only to the Parkview 38 before turning it over on downs. Parkview slammed the door shut at that point, polishing off the win with touchdown runs of 20 and 5 yards by Joyner for the 45-21 finale. The Patriots outgained the Bombers 572-186 in total offense, led by Rogers' combined 383 yards of total offense. Joyner carried 20 times for 146 yards. McKay finished the game 9 of 30 passing for 125 yards, while Hershberger led the ground game with 41 yards rushing on 17 attempts. Walker caught 4 passes for 54 yards, while Barnett had a pair of catches for 38. For KTLO Sports, I'm Sonny Elliott.